I would like to highlight two critical points. One has to do with the acknowledgement by all of our interlocutors of the significant progress made by Liberia. There is no doubt about it. Peace has been restored, and that's a huge achievement which Liberians have to be proud of. And as United Nations, of course, we're proud to have been associated in partnership with the Liberians in achieving that result. Having said that, all of our interlocutors, including the Liberian authorities, do also recognize that a number of challenges are yet to be overcome. They relate to the unfinished business of national reconciliation, to the need to enhance governance, to the implementation of a number of critical reforms, land reforms, decentralization, fighting impunity, enhancing the capacity of the Liberian security institutions. And these processes are absolutely critical for long-term peace and stability in Liberia, and they have to be taken to their logical conclusion. Our interlocutors did also emphasize the importance of the forthcoming elections next year in October. These will mark democratic transition. They are critical not only to the consolidation of democracy, but also to the consolidation of peace.
Are there specific challenges that your mission identified related to the security forces that you could talk about?
Well, first of all, I would start by commending the Liberians for assuming the security responsibilities following the transition that took place in June. I think that was a milestone in our partnership with them. And a lot of efforts have been made to build up capable, effective Liberian security institution. There is no doubt about it. But our interlocutors did also point out the fact that there are capacity gaps in terms of equipment that need to be addressed. While progress has been made, the ability of security institutions to fully assume their responsibility is also a long-term process.
Can I ask, what can we expect next? When can we expect the recommendations, and what are the next steps in terms of deciding the future of the mission UNMIL?
The first next step would be the submission of a report by the Secretary General to the United Nations Security Council, and the Security Council will pronounce itself on this matter, on the recommendations, by December of this year. And I would like to say that from our consultations, we all agree with our Liberian interlocutors that while we have achieved a lot, we still have some work to do, and we have to secure the gains that have been made. It is absolutely critical to ensure that what has been achieved is preserved. And that's a collective responsibility. Liberians have a primary role to play, but they cannot succeed without international support. Now, the modalities of that support are to be determined, but clearly the United Nations should continue supporting Liberians in their quest for lasting peace and security.
Will the recommendations be public?
We, in the process of formulating and finalizing our recommendations, will be consulting with a range of stakeholders, including, of course, Liberians. Liberians are our partners. We work together. What was achieved thanks to a partnership between us and the Liberian authorities and other Liberian stakeholders. So they will, of course, be consulted in the process of finalizing the recommendations. And once the report is submitted to the Security Council, it is made public. So all those interested will have access to the report once it is made public.